SBS Radio.
With me today, Anzac Day, is Lynn Berry, creating some more beautiful poppies from 5,000 poppies. Good day.
Yes, hi.
Thanks for your time.
Absolute pleasure.
So in 2016, we first saw your project laid down here at Federation Square, if I'm not mistaken, for Anzac Day as well.
Yes, for Anzac Day, for the start of the centenary of Anzac in Victoria.
This project began from two people, you and your sister-in-law?
Yes. We started making 120 poppies in honour of our fathers and their service in World War II.
What was the goal for the 120 poppies?
So the plan was just to basically yarn bomb my father's battalion's tree, which is in the Shrine of Remembrance. So 120 poppies, you know, is a small gathering of poppies. But that was before we went public. Once we went public, it became the 5,000 Poppies Project.
Why 120?
Well, it was a number that we thought we could actually do in the time we had available.
And so you crochet these poppies?
Knit and crochet. We also have some felted poppies, but for the purposes of the project that we're working on now, they're all knit and crochet.
And these poppies are from volunteers all around Australia, and if I'm not mistaken, around the world as well?
Yes, we've had poppies from all sorts of places, including China and Malaysia and Singapore, some really remote places in Europe and all over the world, really. It's just been quite amazing. But the majority are from Australia.
Is there any significant stories that pops out from one of these poppies?
It's a tribute of love, honour and respect for our servicemen and women, for all of those servicemen and women, past, present and future, who have served our country. But in fact, what it's turned into is a tribute to all servicemen and women all over the world.
From speaking with volunteers, is there a particular story that you can't forget?
There are many, many stories that I can't forget, but I guess if we went back to Fromelles in 2016 when we took the poppies across to France, there was a gentleman who had fought in the Algiers War, and he was just so moved by the installation that we did there, and the fact that people would do that on behalf of his service, you know, recognising his service. He was quite astounded. It was a very moving moment, and we felt really, really privileged to be there.
When you've completed your 120, what was your initial feeling?
Well, what happened was there was an overlap when we started making our 120, and people were saying to us, you know, I'd like to make some, and my mother would love to make some, and she teaches at a nursing home and she'd like to make some. And so there was an overlap there. The 120 sort of got married into the when we went public with the 5,000 Poppies Project. We were doing both things at once, and we still, in November 2013, we still planted the 120 around my father's battalion's tree. And you can see those pictures on our blog. But at the same time, we had started work on our installation for Federation Square for 2016. So it sort of got caught up in that. And still every year we plant poppies at the shrine in honour of our fathers.
And it's grown to a worldwide, can we say, camaraderie?
Yes, it has. Indeed, there are poppy makers, and we call them our poppy tribe, all over the world. And it's just amazing how it's like a movement has taken off and captured everybody's imagination. And, you know, we're really proud of that, but we're also in awe of the demonstration of the depth of feeling about not the poppies per se, but the tribute to our servicemen and women.
And it's not something that you do once a year, isn't it? It's something that you do every day and remember every day.
Oh, absolutely. And we work on this. You know, it's a meditation. When you're working on poppies, it's like a meditation. And you think about those people who have past, present and future, who have served and continue to serve. And you can't help but think about that.
And what's the next step, if I'm not mistaken? You're going to bring the poppies to Canberra?
Yes. We have a couple of installations that will be happening around Remembrance Day, but the major one is we're planting 62,000 poppies on stems, which is what we're doing here today, in honour of the 62,000 men and women who lost their lives in World War I.
Every day when you see another person say, I'd like to contribute. What do you feel?
Well, we've actually, I mean, it saddens me to say that we've stopped collecting now. We're still accepting poppies that people are sending in, but we're asking people not to start any new ones. We've actually oversubscribed on what we've got for the War Memorial. We have other things that we can do with them, and we're planning another bunch of installations. But we don't need any more poppies for this particular project. It's been rather overwhelming, actually, and very moving.
Thank you very much, Lynn Berry.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks for your time.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.